that you do.
Yeah, it's Saturday morning, living with the duck. And we're going to talk about organ damage today. It's a new year, guys, and I hope you had a good holiday. So, January, we're here. Hear the Beatles and Don't Let Me Down. And organ damage today. We'll be right back.
The first time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. She really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good.
That's one of the biggest rock bands out there. Good, but they say, you know, the good things don't last forever. Always come short, you know. Well, we're talking about organ damage today, guys. And yeah, your body cells make up tissues, and tissue make up organs. Organs combine together, and you have your body, right? You have a whole system working right here. But we're talking about damage of specific organs today. What caused these organs, whether it's your kidneys, your liver, your heart, your brain, the spleen, you name it, your prostate. What caused damage of these organs? The most common cause is blood clots. A blood clot forming in an artery or a vein, more so arteries, which is the blood supply to these organs, could damage them. And it's the most common cause, actually. You get a stroke. What's the number one cause of death in the world? Cardiovascular, right? A stroke or a heart attack, right? And blood clots damage these arteries. Blood clot to the kidney will damage that. Blood clots in the liver will damage that. So it's a very, very common cause. And then you have plaques, where you have buildup of debris, like cholesterol and stuff. You know, as you see in your pipe, you have that water running in there, your brand new home. And then after a while, you find all kind of debris in the water, settlements and so forth. Start to block up the pipes. It's the same thing happens within the body. Cars, the same type of thing, right? So plaque formation and so forth. And a lot of times the plaque and blood clots go together. Then you have tumor. Get a benign or the cancerous ones. The ones that benign meaning it's just an overgrowth, but it's not, it doesn't go anywhere. It's just this mass of tissue there that is probably infringing on the tissue of the organs and damaging them. Or you could have the one who's cancerous, where you have the cells are just multiplying and cells are not dying. We'll talk a little bit about cell death a little later. But basically, tumor can block that off. Then, aging of itself. Cells can die because we've got a finite lifespan. You may have heard about chromosomes, and you may have heard about telomeres and so forth, and how they shorten. Every time your cell multiply, remember, you look at your skin, and you see your skin looking so beautiful, right? And you want to know why it's looking like that every day. No, but you having shedding of skin. Cells die, they just shed off. New one form. This happens all the time. All the organs, dying of cells and multiplication of cells, new cells are forming. But every time you see that division occurs, it means that your telomere, which is a part of your chromosome, part of your gene, gets shorter. That is why we have a finite lifespan and we have this aging process going on. Anyway, I'm very happy this morning because I got my beautiful daughter with me, Evelyn. I remember in Bayview Hospital, as a matter of fact, she was born there, and I remember holding her in my hand, and she's a beautiful girl, and only the other day, and she's 18 already. I call her Goldilocks, man. One nice little girl. I'm so glad to have her here with me. And you know, the funny thing about the brain is that before she left this country, she spoke English and Spanish. And now she's back with me. You know, that English came back. Isn't that something? The brain just pulled that thing back. And I was speaking to my daughter 3 days while we'll be traveling in Spanish. And then I got here to realize that she can speak English. Anyway, because of her, I'm going to play this nice song. Everything, you're welcome. Despacito, and we'll be back. We're talking today, guys, about organ damage. And we come back, we'll talk more about what the damage can do to you.
In my direction, so thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment. Slowly you fit me, telling me love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todo mi sentido va pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Cuando tú me besas, con
pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye.
Oh yeah. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Yeah, that's slowly, actually, in English, Despacito. I remember going to, to Paris, on holiday in Paris, and you see music in itself, man, there's no language in that, you know? I don't care what, it's just the, oh God, the lyrics is not important, it's just the melody and all of that stuff put together. I was in Paris, man, and those people didn't speak one word of English. And every night I would go there with my lady to the party. Every night we were going there, and man, I tell you, the people were dancing English, but they didn't understand the lyrics. They were just dancing. So music transcends language right there. That was Slowly by Daddy Yankee and Luis Fonte. So we're talking about organ damage, guys, and I want to concentrate a lot on the blood clots, because blood clots is a serious thing, you know. As a matter of fact, some of us are born with some genetic problems where our blood clots more than it should. A lot of disorders like that. Yes, I know sometimes you're on long traveling and long journeys and sitting in one position, like going to England and so forth, and a clot can form because you're not moving around. That's why they advise people, you're on these long journeys, you get up every couple of hours, walk to the bathroom, or walk along the aisle and sit again. Or if you're predisposed to clotting, you should really wear some type of stockings and so forth, see? But some people got some type of disorders, like protein C deficiency, protein S deficiency, anti-thrombin tree. I can go through them, lupus anticoagulants and all these type of things. And if they have deficiency or they have these disorders, they will clot easily. Some of them would clot more in the veins and some would clot more in the arteries. And blood clots block off the supply of nutrients and oxygen to the organ. Organ dies. And I want to concentrate, I'm going to talk about all of those organs because the heart and the brain, those guys, man, most susceptible to blood clots. You get a stroke, what do? Yeah, I remember I talked to you guys earlier about the FAST acronym, where F means, you know, you look at somebody, get up in the morning, because most times you get a stroke, somebody sees it. The part of the brain that is affected would allow you to still think clearly, but sometimes you can't. F is the acronym. F really means you look at the face. If you see the face is asymmetrical, you know that there's something. There's a possibly something's going on there. And the A from the FAST, the arm. You ask that person to lift both of their arms up. And if you find that one is lagging behind, you know, think stroke. And S, the speech. You ask them to say something. And you find that the words are not coming out, slurred, stuff like that. You're thinking stroke, and then T is time. Get them to the hospital as soon as possible, because we can stop this stuff. I've seen a lot of patients come to the emergency room, to the hospital there, and I see them coming, losing the entire limb. You give them some thrombolytics and break that clot up, and then you restore brain tissue, because time is muscle, time is brain, time is everything. The same thing happened with a heart attack. Your blood clot within the arteries around the heart, you can get heart attacks, severe damage to the muscle. So you get into the hospital very quickly, and most times it's chest pains going to the arm and the neck and so forth. But sometimes women don't have any symptoms at all. They just feel bad, short of breath. Women present with atypical forms of or symptoms of heart attack. Doesn't necessarily have to be chest pain and so forth. So those are the big clots, that clots to the heart and to the muscle of the brain, or to the kidneys, actually. If you get a blood clot to the kidneys, it knocks your kidney out. Renal failure. Those are the big ones. But you can have blood clots going to the liver, damage, spleen damage, even blood clots going into your muscle can damage your muscle tissue. All is about oxygen and blood flow. Oxygen, blood flow, and nutrients to those organs. You block that off with a blood clot, man, you damage your organ. A lot for you to consume, right? So take a little break there. Express yourself. Charles Wright and the 101 Street Band. And be right back.
Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good, whatever you do, 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 Lord, Lord, do it good, alright. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing, it's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself. They're doing it on the moon, y'all. In the jungle, too. Everybody on the floor now. Jumping like a kangaroo. So let the horn do the thing they do, y'all. Some people have everything and other people don't. But everything don't mean a thing if it ain't the thing you want. Express yourself. Express yourself.
Good to whatever you feel like doing, why not? Your kids feel a certain way, don't shut them out. Listen, let them express themselves, even in the small. See what they're thinking, then you could guide them. Shout out to Miss Undecided out there and Carlita Andrews. Good morning. I hope you guys have a good day. We're talking about damage. Tissues and organs. And we talk about blood clots, but then plaques also, where we talk about debris earlier, can block up these arteries going to these. Most of these arteries are blocked up going to these organs and damage them, but then you could have infiltration of all kind of things like iron and agents like that could really damage your tissue based on whatever genetic problem you have. I said something very early, important earlier about aging, all right? And I said that as you get older, the chromosomes, which is the genetic material, consists of telomeres. And every time your cell divide, your telomere gets shorter. And as it gets shorter, you age. And that is why people live and then die, because you have a programmed death of cells. We all program for that stuff. But when you get cancer, like tumor, we talk about tumor, not the benign form of the tumor, like a lipoma. Sometimes you see a little bump on your back or somewhere. Those are benign stuff. But the cancer is when the genetic material is damaged or mutates or changes because of whatever the external factors, whether it's obesity, whether it's diabetes, whether it's the way you eat a lot of trans fat and all of these things. Yes, guys, yes, you heard me say that. You eat bad, you're predisposed to cancer. You got diabetes, you're predisposed to cancer. You're obese, you're predisposed to cancer. I'm sorry, that's what the literature shows, and it's true. That is why you don't see people living for 100 years who are diabetic. Yeah, it's true. Because cancer, man, it takes you. So when you have mutation of these genes, these cells now start to go into organ, whichever organ it is, and say, hey, you stop making that type of protein you're making right there. All that type of stuff you're making there for the body, stop that. I'm in control right now. I'm going to make what I want. And you notice cells start to make all kind of redundant, wasteful tissue. And that's what the tumor is. Building up, building up, building up. And you stop producing what you're supposed to produce. And that's what cancer really is. It's multiplying, can't die. As a matter of fact, if you don't die, if that cancer don't kill you, those cells, those cancer cells, would keep multiplying and multiplying and multiplying, feeding on your tissue, feeding on all your nutrients. That is why you get small. That's why you shrink. Yeah, you know, you see, right? But when you die, then the cell, then it has to die because the nutrients are gone. But if you see those cancer cells get nutrients, they keep living forever. So that's why I said in one of my books, I said, if we can find out the mechanism the cancer cell used to live forever, we will live forever. Yeah, scar tissue. Talking about damaged tissue today, guys. Red Hot Chili Pepper. Scar tissue, and we'll be right back to close up this program.
Scar tissue that I wish you saw. Scar captain, Mr. Know-it-all. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this lonely view. And with the birds I'll share this lonely view. And push me up against the wall. Young tuck girl in a push-up.
Yeah.
you guys, Red Hot Chili Pepper, Scar Tissue, we're talking about today. And yeah, so okay, we talk about blood clots, we talk about the plaques, we talk about, yeah, the tumor, whether it's benign or cancerous. And then we said aging, of course, as you get older, organs just can't make cells anymore. They got a finite way amount of cells they can divide into and multiply. There's a finite number. That's why we all are finite. And your organs just can't do it anymore. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. Just can't do it anymore. So what do? You go to your doctor and he says, well, listen, man, you got a kidney failure, you got a heart failure, or you got, your brain is getting very small. You lost a lot of brain tissue. You lose 400 brain cells every day. 400 brain cells every day. No wonder when you get older, you can't remember nothing. So the doctor say you got cancer. The doctor say you had a big heart, or you got some problems with your brain. What do you do? First, don't deny this stuff. Yeah, you could go get a second opinion and all of that. I agree. Everybody's entitled to a second opinion. And if you got a doctor whom you go to and you ask him, you want to have a second opinion, and he's angry with you, tell him, listen, please stop. You know, it's my body. And we doctors, we got a tendency of feeling we are gods, you know, that the patient want a second opinion, and we're angry. We shouldn't be, because the doctors himself, me, for instance, if I go to a doctor and he told me I got a problem, I'll go for a second opinion too. So we should allow that to our patients, but accept it. If you go to a second doctor and he says, well, listen, this is consistent, well, good. Accept it first, and then you go follow your doctor. Don't go off and start thinking you don't have this stuff and start going and taking herbal stuff and think, no. Listen, medicine works, right? And if the master said medicine works, you remember that man that came up to him was blind, and he took that spittle from the ground and put it in his eyes, and he saw. You know, he says, go wash in the pool of Shiloh. And what happened? He came back seeing. It means the master was saying, hey, medicine works. You remember when he was 12 years old, he was in talking to a whole group of doctors? Yes. And they were amazed by him. I'm telling you, medicine works. Follow the advice of your doctor. And always remember that somebody's got it worse off than you. That law of relativity is true. Always think about it. Don't think you got the biggest problem. Guys, it was nice talking to you today. Yeah. And I hope you have a good day. It's nice out there. The weather is good. Hold your family, hold your friend, and your husband, your wife, and tell them you love them and you care. This is Dr. Sparman, and I'm going to leave you right now. It's Charlie Pugh. And this, Khalifa. See you again next week. And may you have a good week.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you.